Last Word on Today FM.
It is time for the last word on music. D Ready and John Cadell are with us as always. Good evening to both of you. We've so much to talk to. We're going to get to the John Lewis Christmas ad, which has got a retro track this year. I'm going to be talking about Ed Sheeran's private gig, which quite a lot of people attended in Dublin. But let's start off with your picks of the week. D, first to you. You've got a new song by Brona Gallagher.
Yeah, so very often I think nowadays when you hear that somebody has released a disco track, it's disco tinged or it is, you know, touched by disco, but this is absolutely dance floor filler. It's called Turn the Temperature Down and it is absolutely fantastic and it's great. She's really making use of the kind of soul history of her voice, as many soul artists did before they moved to disco. But it's a real pick me up of a song.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Turn the lights back on. We gotta split this storm. Floor lights on, illuminated floors to get it on. Gotta take this flow.
I was just getting going there.
I know.
That
almost had vibes of Disco Inferno at the start there, but D.
Yeah, I mean, like it's the whole thing. You know, you can tell her references there of Nile Rodgers, Bee Gees. There's just so many tracks that are just coming through it, and it's a bit of an earworm, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Now, John, let's go on to your pick of the week. Mm. I thought this was a new song I was looking for from you, and it wasn't, because you are going for Wings.
I am.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, at the risk of sounding very Partridge-esque, I'm going for a new compilation by Wings called Wings, 32 of their greatest hits and best album tracks. And the reason I picked it was because, first of all, I love Wings. And second of all, I think they get a bad rap, partly because of the Partridge connections, but also because, you know, McCartney was really on a hiding to nothing, trying to form a new band after the Beatles broke up. I mean, talk about trying to follow your past glory. So Wings always got a bit of a bad rap, but like just the amount of hit singles that they had and the amount of songs that they did that just people still play today, be it like Live and Let Die or Mull of Kintyre, of course, which was omnipresent for years when I was growing up, to like Jet, to Junior's Farm, to the one that we're going to play, which you just cannot argue with. This is Band on the Run.
It is absolutely amazing. And there's been a good bit of publicity in the last couple of days for Wings and also Linda McCartney's influence on them as well in this new documentary.
Yeah, there's a new documentary which is McCartney approved, and that's coming out about, it's, I suppose, to try and redress the balance when it comes to Wings, because they have always been seen as pretty twee and people do think of Mull of Kintyre when they think of Wings. And They never really got the critical success that they deserved, and McCartney, I think, is going some way to try and remedy that.
Yeah, and that documentary...
I was just going to ask, do you think that's partly to do with because Linda was in the band with him?
No, I think it's because he wore wellies in his music videos for a start.
Fair, okay.
Well, hopefully she gets the right recognition as well for the influence she had on him in that. Dee, let's move on, because there was a not-so-secret gig by Ed Sheeran in Dublin yesterday. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so this was the third installment of what's called the Spotify Billions Club series. So basically artists who have songs that have more than a billion streams on the Spotify app, they basically can choose any city in the world to play in, Spotify facilitates it. And Sheeran chose Dublin. Obviously, he has a great history with Ireland. You know, I think his dad is from Belfast and his granny is from County Wexford. And he really has, I think, throughout his career, worn his love for the country on his sleeve. And, you know, I think it's really nice that he chose here. And certainly any of his Irish fans, of which there are many, were only delighted.
They were. They would have been amongst the lucky 1,200 who got the invite to the RDS, I think it was in.
You know, like he said that he loves playing Ireland. It's his favourite place to play.
Wasn't he here only a few months ago?
He was. And yeah. John Bon Jovi told Ian Dempsey that there's nowhere he'd rather be than Ireland. And, you know, everybody who plays here says, oh, the Irish crowds are the best. I'm starting to believe it's not just bunkum. I'm starting to think maybe we are the best crowds in the world, because if the likes of Ed Sheeran could pick any city in the world to play in, and he picks Dublin, and all the big shows by and large are coming here now, and like everyone says what great crowds we are, it must be true. It must be.
You're not in the crowds, John, and they've gone on too long.
Oh, did I? I'm the crowd up to 90 minutes of the gig, and then I'm gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's not be too glowing so that people don't get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
Well, let's tell you what, let's people have a listen to a bit of Ed Sheeran. So here's Shivers. I want to be that guy. I want to kiss your eyes. I want to drink that smile. I want to feel like I. Like my soul's on fire. I want to stay up all day. Okay, so we do have, of course, it is Christmas today for many, many people, is because it? John Lewis has released their Christmas ad, John Cadell. This is both a musical and a Christmas tradition.
This is an excellent way to know who to block. If anybody forwards the John Lewis ad to me on Twitter or X or anything, I immediately block them.
John, you know, I found myself earlier because someone did actually send me a link of it earlier and I was watching it. But as I was waiting to watch it, I realized that I was being served ads that I had to watch on YouTube before I could watch the ad that I'd come there to watch.
Oh, right. Okay. So you actually went and you seeked out this ad, Deirdre, did you?
Well, I didn't seek it out. Someone sent me a link and I followed it.
So you just watched advertising.
And did they say, this will melt your heart, or watch this tat? Which was it?
It was a mix. It was in a WhatsApp group. So, you know, I had to be able to weigh in.
Let me guess. The soundtrack for this ad is a slowed down version of a fast song, is it?
Yes, there is. And in fact,
Is it acoustic? Is it acoustic?
No, not quite. It is piano this time. So the ad uses the 1990 club hit Where Love Lies by Alison Limerick.
And
then there is also so it uses both the original and then a slowed down.
Jesus.
Let's have a listen
let's
to
not.
It. Because so many people do want to hear it.
No, they don't.
hand, come away, come out of the blues. Boy, everything you give, so will I give something to do.
Well, John Cadell is struggling with Where Love Lives from the John Lewis ad. But Dee, what happened to the traditional let's get a weepy song, let's get Tom O'Dell singing Real Love, let's get a bit of Elton John rehashed by somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, I think John Lewis kind of really were the ones who created this type of advertising at Christmas.
I want to know who exactly in John Lewis created this type.
No, what I mean is where it became an event in itself. Like when they had Lily Allen singing Somewhere Only We Know by Keane, and there's like a whole story to the ad as opposed to it, you know, just being like, oh, 30p for the... No, I'm sure nothing in John Lewis is 30p, but you know what I mean. And they have actually managed to get songs that have charted in previous years as well. So it's not surprising. I actually think it's really nice that they're going from having the likes of Lily Allen or Elton John to an artist who, let's be honest, a lot of people haven't heard anything from in a very long time.
No, they'll be sick of hearing them now. They'll be sick of we don't get this in Ireland. Sure we don't.
Oh, it'll be served up on your ad feed very easily.
There's a vinyl version of her track being released. Now
is your man on it at the end singing quietly?
Well, that's side B, John.
Oh dear. No, we'll have to have enough now of Christmas ads, even though we have got many, many more to play. I think John has had enough.
A couple of years ago, I passed somebody in the street, and this, honest to God, and they said to their friend, only 3 days to the John Lewis ad. Like,
oh no,
get
sorry.
A life.
Right? Come on.
Somewhere in my head, though, I've built a scenario where they originally had planned to bring back Lily Allen, and then they heard her latest album.
Okay, let's move on. We've had enough John Lewis and Christmas for the start of November. Now, Billie Eilish is getting herself into the territory where lots of singers and artists find themselves in over the years, which is telling rich people what to do with their money, John.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't mind Billie Eilish doing this because she has given $11.5 million from her tour proceeds to the Changemaker Programme, and that's a charity that... that discusses and addresses climate change and food, what they call food insecurity, which is a nice way of saying people just don't have enough to eat. So she was at this, the WSJ magazine Innovator Awards. I'm presuming WSJ stands for World Social Justice, but I don't know.
Or the Wall Street Journal.
Possibly, yeah. But anyway, so she was picking up her award and there was loads of billionaires in the... In the crowd, including that robot Zuckerberg. And she was saying to billionaires, you have loads of money, far more, much more money than I have. What are you doing with all the money? Give it to the people who need it. And lots of people sort of clapped and sort of went, ooh. But apparently Zuckerberg hadn't been programmed to clap because he didn't.
I'm sure Mark Zuckerberg would deny that he is a robot, John. We'll stick that one in. Look, I think, as I said, we've got lots of artists out there who are, Bono has obviously championed this in the past, and you've got very many other celebrities saying rich people should be giving their money away. Does it actually have any impact, Dee, at all? Do we get the same number of billionaires saying, I'll give it away in my lifetime?
Well, there is the nub, I think, and it's what I think Billie Eilish did quite well in this scenario. She is a multi-millionaire and she has donated, but there is a kind of separate strata of wealth, and that is the billionaires, and they are by no means as generous in sharing what they have. And I think by actually saying that to the crowd that she did, it was pretty brave of her, and she can put her money where her mouth is, but... Mm. Like, Zuckerberg doesn't have a great track record with this stuff. Like, I think he's given away maybe 7%.
Well, no, Dee. Zuckerberg and Chan have given away more than 7 billion in their lifetimes, about 2% of their net worth, ranking them among Forbes' most generous philanthropists.
That was it. It was 7 billion. That's only 2% of their network. I had it backwards. Silly
only,
me.
Only a bit more shaming of them by Billie Eilish. We'll get to it. Now, John, let's move on because lots of people will be looking ahead to gigs next year. And we have The Prodigy coming to town a second time.
Yeah, now The Prodigy, of course, after the passing of Keith Flint, they had to, you know, people didn't know if they were ever going to become a thing anymore because Keith Flint was such an integral part, obviously, with mastermind Liam Howlett. But Keith Flint was sort of the image of The Prodigy. And you were sort of thinking, how could they possibly carry on without Keith Flint? Well, they've managed to do it in that sort of the lights and the staging perform a hell of a lot more of the work than the actual people on stage do. And they have a lovely way of paying tribute to Keith Flint, which I won't give away. But they were just here last, was it like they announced gigs for April next year, and now they're playing in the Royal Hospital Kilmainham, and it's what's called their...
It's the Irish Museum of Modern Art. Yeah.
Yes, their Warriors Dance Tour. So they're bringing it back. I mean, you know, the Prodigy have so many classic bangers that this will sell out. And the stage show, if you've not seen it, is absolutely phenomenal.
Let's have a listen to Warriors Dance.
Wait, we see that. That'll be the slow down for next year's John Lewis ad.
Yes.
Look, as I said, we're getting lots of lineup announcements, Dee, and we've had some more names for other voices.
Yeah, some great names as well. So Dermot Kennedy, Circa Richardson, The Scratch, Moy O, and Doug, who I saw last week, and they are superb live. So that is looking to be a fantastic weekend event.
Now, some interesting stats or some data, John, came out over the weekend that for the first time, I think ever, we have not had any hip hop songs in what, 40 years, 30 years in the US top 40.
Yeah, and this is really weird because they're saying the way that the charts are compiled now, that one particular song was at number 20, wasn't at number 26, but that it hadn't gone higher than that in 4 weeks. So it was completely knocked out of the top 40. I mean, I don't understand how they're working the charts. I mean, nobody cares about the charts anymore for a start. So it's a bit of a non-story in that nobody noticed and nobody really cares.
Dee, what does it say, though, about American music, though? If you don't have some of the top hip-hop artists at number one in the charts, will they be discovered?
No, maybe they're just not, like, releasing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the problem is how the charts have changed and how they've evolved. Like, at the moment, I think, in that same list, Taylor Swift's full The Life of a Showgirl album, is in their individual songs, making up the bulk of it. And that, to me, is kind of at odds with what a singles chart should be achieving, really, let's face it.
Like, the thing about streaming making up the charts versus, like, physical retail sales, that's when the charts stopped mattering. Because, anybody can listen to a stream and it's on in the background, but if you're going out and you're actually making an effort to purchase something, you're making a statement. And that's what the charts are. They're like intent. You're listening to this, you think enough about it to go out and make an effort to hear it. Whereas streaming charts are just, most people just listen to whatever's served up to them. It's not it's very passive listening. So the charts have completely lost their romance and they've completely lost their meaning. And like, for somebody to comb the top 40 to see whether or not there was hip hop artists in it, like, it's like combing the top 40 to see if there was a chamber music artist in it. It's just nonsense. Maybe there was a hip hop artist at number 41. You know, like, it's just crap.
There's a huge side of it. But it is as well, like, as you say, it's the passive listening. Like, if something is being fed to you by an algorithm, or can be fed to you by an algorithm, you're not choosing to listen to it.
No, but God be with the days you'd be going into HMV to the singles rack, you know, and putting your hard-earned pocket money behind it.
Is it actually time for the singles charts to be scrapped, John?
Well, like, they don't mean anything to anybody. What are they except maybe a press release for some solo artist who's got a number one on the basis of people half listening to their song?
Dee?
Yeah, I mean, I think they need to be looked at for sure. I think they need to address the issues with it at the moment. I don't know that I'd get rid of them altogether, but I think something needs to be done.
Well, it could be good for some artists if they do actually keep them going, because might find somebody new who's bought, whose album can come true and they do become a superstar, John.
And that did sound a bit back in my day, I will admit that. But it's just, you know, if they're going to call them the charts, what are they based on?
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
We've settled that one out.
No, that's it.
That's it. Dee Reddy and John Cadell, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word on Today FM.